think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Well, the opening night will feature independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, and former First Lady Michelle Obama. But all eyes are on Joe Biden, who's set to unveil his vision for the party when he formally accepts the Democratic nomination this week. He enters the online convention as his poll lead over Donald Trump tightens. Mr. Trump himself is attempting to steal the show by hitting the campaign trail. It's a break from tradition. A candidate typically kept low profiles during the other party's convention, but instead, it could be Mr. Trump's busiest campaign week since the pandemic curtailed his public appearances. Well, for more on this, we are joined by our U.S. Bureau Chief Simon Marks in Washington, D.C. So, Simon, a political convention like no other, from a gathering of thousands to a digital space. Now, how different is this year's event going to be?
As they would say on Star Trek, Julie, it's a convention, Jim, but what not as we know it. I think it's an open question as to how both political parties, the Democrats this week and the Republicans next week, are going to fill 2 hours of primetime broadcast network time over 4 nights, that's 8 hours of programming, in a manner that is sufficiently engaging and compelling for a television audience that is used to seeing conventions filled with hoopla, razzmatazz, balloon drops, all the trappings of a traditional American election. We're not going to see that this year very clearly. And so the Democrats tonight here in the United States are hoping to use star power to provide some of the sizzle that the convention otherwise might be lacking. And I think there'll be an intensity of focus on the speech that is going to be made by Michelle Obama. We already know from excerpts of it that have been released, because, of course, it's pre-recorded, that she's going to talk about Joe Biden's basic decency. And I think we're going to be hearing a lot from Democrats this week about the decency of both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in a bid to suggest to the American electorate that President Trump is lacking in that particular human quality. But look, I think there's no question that it is going to be a challenge, and it's an unknown question, and it's an unknown answer as to whether American voters, not committed Democrats, because they're already in the tank for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they're going to get out and vote for them this November. It's those swing voters in undecided parts of America, the battleground states where the election is always won or lost. Are they going to be wooed by the kind of virtual event that the Democrats are forced to mount? President Trump over the last few hours has been scoffing at the notion that Michelle Obama has taped her speech. Who wants to see a taped speech by Michelle Obama? He said he's going to do his live next week from the White House. And we learned today he's arranged for there to be fireworks as soon as it ends right here in Washington, D.C. Physical fireworks that are going to light up the night skies of the center of Washington. He's a classic showman. He's got tricks up his sleeve. Have the Democrats got tricks up theirs? We will find out over the next 96 hours.
Like how you characterize that, Simon. So it looks like President Trump's looking to crash the party, so to speak, with the DNC sharing the spotlight with the Democrats. So, you know, what are his campaign plans?
Yeah, well, he is crashing the party, and that is very, very unusual, Adam. I mean, traditionally, the week of the Democratic Party's convention, the Republicans go silent. They usually have an office at the scene of the convention, and they're providing instant reaction to reporters to everything that the Democrats lay on. But you don't normally see their candidate barnstorming the country in search of votes. Donald Trump is not a usual candidate, and he's not a usual president. So he is out there right now at the moment in Wisconsin. He's just made a speech to supporters there, suggesting not only that he's going to get four more years in power, but after that, he says, he should get another four more years in power because he accuses Democrats, Joe Biden and Barack Obama, of spying on his campaign and creating the witch hunt that he argues has stolen his first term in office from him. Important to underscore that there is absolutely no evidence to support the view that former President Barack Obama or Joe Biden were in fact spying on Donald Trump's 2016 election campaign. So he's not going to sit at home with his hands on his knees watching the Democrats. He's going to be out there in some of those swing states advancing the case for his own re-election and advancing his view that Joe Biden is a radical leftist poised to bring, he says, socialism to America, someone with whom America's welfare cannot be trusted.
Oh, I can't wait till November the 3rd, Simon. I'm sure you can't either. Thanks very much for that. It's good to see you. Simon Marks from Washington, D.C.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.